This is a series on how to improve your teaching ministry in the local church. Since elders are to teach, this is a very important series for them. We're going to begin with the elders' duty to feed the flock of God. The elders' work is shepherding work, and the first duty of a shepherd is to feed the sheep. And that is why, in the qualifications for an elder must be able to teach. This is a qualification. But in listing the qualifications, we need to turn to Titus chapter 1, verse 9. This is a very important qualification for elders. And many churches miss this, and they wind up with unqualified elders and then wonder why they have so many problems. So let's look at Titus 1, 9. He, the elder, must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, in other words, taught by the apostles, so that he may be able to do two things, to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also, the second thing, to rebuke those who contradict it. So in other words, every elder must know his Bible. He must be a man of the book. He must be able to open the Bible and give instruction in sound doctrine. He must be able to give the gospel, whether it's in a small group or one-on-one or in a larger group. He must be able to use the Word of God, show knowledge of the Word of God. But then he must be able to protect the church from false teachers. Paul even goes on to say, of which there are many. And then an extremely important verse, very similar way, we have 1 Timothy 5, 17 and 18. Let's look at this very quickly. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages. What an important verse this is. Elders laboring in preaching and teaching. Now, not all elders labor, and that's a very strong word with the idea of working to the point of weariness. Some elders, because of giftedness, will give themselves full-time or part-time to laboring in preaching and teaching the Word of God. And for that, the church is to show them double honor, which includes some kind of material reimbursement or compensation for the time they are giving. And let me assure you, the study, the preparation, the actual execution of teaching takes a lot of time and a lot of work. Now, if we look at the very earliest days, the dawn of the first church, we see the 12 apostles laying out their priorities in a very important verse that should be put on a plaque in the room, in the home of every elder, is this, Acts 6, 2 and 4. Let me read this to you. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. This should be the priority of every elder council, prayer and the ministry of the word of God. That's their top priority. It's their core work. Now, elders will do many other things, but this is their core duties, prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. The Christian community is created by the Holy Spirit through the ministry of the Word of God. We see that in 1 Peter 1:23 and James 1:18. The Christian community matures, it grows, and is protected by the authority and the teaching of the Word of God. Elders protect the flock, guide the flock, lead the flock, nourish the flock, comfort, educate, heal. They counsel through means of the Word of God. Everything elders do is done on the authority and the ministry of the Word. James Orr wrote these very powerful words long ago, a Scottish theologian and apologist. Listen carefully to what he says. If there is a religion in the world which exalts the office of teaching, it is safe to say that it is the religion of Jesus Christ. Now, I know you know this. Maybe you've seen some of the other videos or some of the other teaching on this website. But here is our point. Are you effective at this? It's not enough to teach. You must be effective in your teaching. Something must be accomplished. People must be changed. The church must grow. The church must be edified through the ministry of the very words of God, hearing the word of the Lord. So this series is about effectiveness in our teaching ministry to the church.